This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Greg Warren with his new special and more about peanut butter. It's all coming up right after this.
Touch this.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I can teach you, but I have to charge. Who let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof. Who let the dogs out? Woof,
let's
woof,
get woof. It my started.
Hump, my 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 lovely lady lumps. My hump, my hump, my hump. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face.
So fellas,
yes,
fellas,
yes.
Has your girlfriend got the butt?
Hell yes.
So shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got bad.
Piece in my crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Baby got bad.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, once again, our guest is Greg Warren. His new special is a video entitled Greg Warren the Salesman, and you can Google it and find out where. Just go to Nate Land on YouTube. That's very exciting, Greg.
Tom, they're going to do a cool thing, too, where Greg and Nate will be chatting live with whomever's there for that first hour.
Oh, right there on the YouTube chat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. That's awesome.
So, yeah, it'll be fun. You Nate can ask questions. Will. You can comment.
Yeah.
And then, now let's ask. You called Greg GW, is that correct?
Like a lot of people buy their initials. Mm.
Hey, Ace, I like it. I like it.
Okay. AC knows how to do it.
FDR.
He does.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
CM FDR, doesn't care for
FK.
FDR, everybody.
Yeah.
Sure.
As fresh as today's headlines. FDR.
What did his friends call him?
F, maybe.
Wheels.
What?
Really?
Legally, one of us has to leave today.
We're married.
That would be such a cool nickname.
Wheels?
I mean, did they call him Frank?
I don't know.
Hey, Frankie.
Frankie.
Josh,
Frankie.
Here comes Frankie Rolls Around.
Just like that old expression, great and very insensitive minds think alike.
Yes, yes.
Frank, you nutty socialist, you. Come on.
We know you want to be a dictator. We know it.
Come on.
Three terms, baby.
Greg, you have your career as a wrestler, very distinguished. You did very, very well. And did you have a nickname as a wrestler? Were you like the presser or
the presser?
The sit out.
I think they called me the warden.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Why's that though?
Yeah.
Lock them up, huh?
Yeah, they're a defensive wizard.
Yeah, you'd lock them up? That's amazing.
Actually, you know, I was pretty good.
Well, I know you were an All-American.
But I didn't start all that good. My freshman year, we had to wrestle University of Northern Iowa. And I had
Iowa's not known for wrestling, though.
Yeah, no, they are. And this team, they were like ranked third in the country or something. And I had a bad match. I like didn't cut my weight right. And I ran out of gas in the third period. And I just could not. I was on the mat and I couldn't get up. I just couldn't move. And the referee was like making fun of me. It was a big crowd. At one point, there's a thing called stalling. And he hit me for stalling like twice. Then he just pounded the mat and he goes, "Are you okay down there, son?" And the crowd started laughing like it was a Def Jam show. Like, this guy's killing. And my coach never let me forget that. Never. War, if I had one bad practice, Warren, that reminds me of when you laid down at Northern Iowa. Warren laid down at Northern Iowa. Even if I had a good practice, Warren, you got after it today. Good job. Bunner, you sucked. You remind me of when Warren laid down at Northern Iowa. Like, I mean, every, and he said, he always said that. He said reminded to all the time. Like, it reminded him. Like, it was always on his mind. I don't think he needed to be reminded of him. I think every morning the alarm clock went off and he was like, I better not lay here like Warren did at Northern Iowa.
Do you think there's any connection between that moment in your life and ending up in stand-up? When you heard that crowd laughing at you in the worst possible time, maybe to...
I've never killed as hard as that referee killed.
Sad people standing up, walking around the rows.
Oh, yeah, man, they were getting up.
Just the next Greg Warren album is called... Not as funny as the referee by GW.
I like GW a little better, Ace, if you don't mind.
GW?
Yeah.
That sounds more rap-ish.
No, it doesn't.
You know what doesn't sound rap-ish is rapping.
Tom knows what's hip.
Yeah,
he can tell that's, you what
that's,
hip,
that's the contemporary
hip.
Way to title things. That'll be the next obscure cable television show. Hip hop-ish.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You've got, five of those now?
Is a reference to the show Black-ish?
Black-ish, and there's another one now.
Grown-ish, I believe.
Yeah. ABC, yeah. It's not really obscure.
Oh, well, you know, ABC, it is obscure. I don't think I get that on my TV anymore.
Did you guys see Finnish-ish, about the people that are kind of from Finland?
Yeah. I started it, but I couldn't finish.
Have you seen...
The Assassin.
Have you seen Fish-ish? It's about jam bands that are starting in Vermont, and they're working real hard, but they're not all the way to Fish.
I thought it was about that guy from Barney Miller.
Abe Vigoda?
He finally died, by the way.
Vigoda's dead?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't know him, but I mean, he was one of those guys everyone thought was dead, but he did like a Francisco Franco. He lingered.
Well, he finally just laid there, like Warren did. Look at him just laying there.
I swear, I think every morning I look at those pancakes on my plate laying there like Warren did. That dog doesn't want to go for a walk. He's laying on the floor like Warren did in Northern Iowa. I ought to name that dog Warren. I think that's why I haven't gotten married. I'm worried about that part. Where in the wedding where they're like, does anybody have anything to say? Speak now. Or if Warren laid down at Northern Iowa, don't marry Warren. He's going to lay down in your marriage like he did at Northern Iowa.
Wearing a Mizzou wrestling sweatshirt in the crowd.
That's hilarious. Now, Greg, I have been told you have something you need to set up for me over here.
Oh, no. Yeah. Boy. Sorry, guys. I have an outtake from
There was an incident during the taping.
Yeah, here's
this
the thing.
Is real?
It's okay. Yes. It's nice to have your friends that are, you know, famous, infamous, in the audience.
These guys were there, and this was recorded in Lexington, Kentucky.
This is an outtake from the special. It didn't make it in the special, but it made the special a little more difficult.
Here we go. Here it is.
All those schools have cheers. You know, like, creepiest by far, Arkansas. That's not it, ma'am, but... What did you say, chick? Yes, ma'am, Chick McGee from the Bob and Tom Show is here. Thank you for pointing that out. Thank you, Chick, for ruining my show.
I didn't say a damn thing!
Nice. I didn't. I was just sitting there.
Yeah, he really was minding his own business.
No. Man, and that was like a perfect moment. Things were cooking real good. And this lady just goes, chick.
So did you double back and start the bit again, or did you just use the one from the next show?
Oh, yeah. I think we wound up cutting that segment anyways. But
okay.
Yeah. That whole sort of mascot segment. But it's... But yeah, and we're gonna release it as like some, a clip or something. But yeah,
fun.
It was a little difficult. Yeah,
sorry,
Chick just had to steal the show.
It sounds great though. I mean, the audio of that.
Oh yeah,
I've every now and then heard comedians recorded live, and what were they thinking?
Oh, we got a lot of it.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
All right!
Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women. The
expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Well, once again, it'll be visible on an electronic device near you, including toasters, I was told during the break.
Be on the YouTube at 6 p.m. tonight.
That's
Who
right.
Do you think this is helping when you talk like that? Who?
Because you could watch it on a TV or on your phone or on your laptop.
So long as you have YouTube, yes.
How long will it take you to find this?
How about screens?
I've got this new TV set in my new house.
Oh, that's not going to help anything at all.
There's YouTube TV.
No, I know, but a new piece of electronics.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, you turn this thing on, it looks like you're at the London airport. There's like 5,000. You know, look at this channel. I can go to Kathmandu.
That's what I really want to do.
They're all icons. I really want to do.
Please just call. You go, Sitter? Finley. You got your 10-year-old daughter. She knows exactly where YouTube is on the TV. Finley, get in here. Type in Greg Warren.
And the great thing is Finley can watch it with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm a huge Greg Warren fan. I'm also a fan of...
Josh Arnold?
No, of my daughter Finn when she sings the outro to sports.
Oh, well, but, I think
we're not done.
Tom Brady reportedly threatening a lawsuit over an AI-generated stand-up comedy special called Greg Warren, the Salesman. No, that's not what it's called at all. According to reports, comedians Will Sasso and Chad Kultgen helped create the viral hour-long special that featured an animated version of Brady telling dirty jokes.
Oh.
The pair revealed on the podcast called Dude Z.
Oh, God.
That shortly after releasing the fake comedy special on their Patreon page, they received a cease and desist letter from Brady's attorneys. The letter states that the AI simulated version of Brady blatantly violates his rights, and if they do not comply with the former quarterback's demands, a lawsuit will be forthwith. Sasso and Kultgen said they took down the comedy special, but not before mocking the legal threat they received.
Hmm. Will Sasso, Three Stooges movie.
He nails Curly.
Nails it.
I don't mean he nails Curly.
No.
I mean, he does a fine job.
Yes, he does. Yes, does he does a good job.
Woo,
yeah.
Not the butt. Not the butt.
Wise guy, eh?
Hey, spread out.
Get you in the butt.
You know, I did see the Three Stooges where Curly sets on a fire hydrant, and of course it becomes loose somehow.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Water shoots out of Curly's mouth.
Great bit.
Boy, amazing. That's writing, right?
No, the one where Curly's singing opera. Dressed up as a woman.
Man, that's dressed up like a woman. And
okay, if you don't think that's funny.
Singing high.
It's so funny. He's got his hands up like
if you don't think that's funny.
I don't.
You don't have a sense of humor.
That's wrong.
I can still remember the melody from being a little boy. I haven't seen it in 50 years.
Don't recreate it.
The Rites of Spring. It's so hilarious. And the people are buying it for a while.
And they're putting the needle on the record. Oh God, that's so funny. In any event, Will Sasso's hilarious. So I guess this is obviously a fake Tom Brady stand-up thing.
Well, Brady's discussed potentially doing stand-up, right?
Yeah. I think he was...
For a roast.
That was a... No, is the answer.
Okay.
He apparently had agreed to possibly doing a roast.
I see.
Always a bad idea. The least funny format on American television.
Man, I'm with you, Tom. I don't care for the roasts.
I've hated them since I was a kid. I still do.
See, the thing is, when you were a kid, they were great.
They were good when you were a kid.
They were friendly. They were
Friars Club era?
Yes. Dean Martin, and the original Friars Club.
What's her name from Sanford and Son making fun of Dean Martin? That's
LaWanda Page? Is that?
LaWanda Page, yes.
Apparently,
you can shut up, Wino.
One of the Blues Jacks.
He didn't know she was in the studio.
Yeah, and you're right, Tom.
One of the bluest acts out there.
She's filthy. She's so filthy.
One of the filthiest I've ever heard.
And yet, Greg Warren, one of the cleanest. So, yeah. Greg Warren's special. Are you happy now? Check. I'm going to give another plug.
Unless you're sitting in a restaurant with Greg, in which case, God.
I don't do that anymore. I did have a problem with that. Drew Hastings.
Your voice control?
And I swore a lot for a while. It was just stupid. But Drew Hastings used to talk about that all the time. My God! He sent me a message about that a couple of days ago.
He did?
Yeah.
Are you still cursing?
Are you still swearing around children in restaurants?
It's a problem. I've seen it. I've seen it happen.
If I may, anecdotally, I'm not trying to sell out Drew here, and I'm going to be very delicate. When I was about 12, I came in here before school, and I'd be with you guys before I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I let Drew in the door, and as soon as Drew opened the door, he goes, "Well, look at this. Hey there, F-stick." But he didn't say F.
He's coming down on me.
That's absolutely true. I know because I was there.
Yeah, but that was before he had a son. Now.
I'm just glad he's alive.
Well, me too. Yeah,
I've heard from him. He couldn't show up in Cincinnati. He had some. I think he had
COVID,
Benji fever, whatever it's called.
Benji fever.
You get it from a dog.
Is that what you have to
do? To speculate here.
Benji fever is bad news.
No, it's dung fever.
Well, you get it from dung beetles, right?
Oh, is that what it is?
I think.
Okay, they have to test your dung. I'm sorry. Back to sports. What have we missed?
A Kenyan man was caught taking part in a women's chess tournament using a full burqa as a disguise.
So, I'm a pretty lady.
Why? I don't know. Is there an advantage? What possible advantage would it be?
Maybe it was a women's
playing
only?
Playing against women.
What, so is there an advantage to being a man in a game of chess?
No.
I'm missing.
No.
Yes.
I mean, you have
higher brain power.
Reasoning.
Yeah, exactly. Intelligence.
Really?
Really.
Rational. That's right.
Kidding.
I don't know how to play chess.
But if you did, you'd be better than everyone.
Right,
is that what
you're saying?
Okay.
Josh, as the game of chess has taught us, the queen is the strongest player on the board.
I think the king would beat the queen.
The king can go one space and the queen can
Queen can go anywhere.
All across the board.
Yeah.
Didn't you see Searching for Bobby Fischer, you moron?
I'm still looking for a copy.
Can you see the queen's gambit?
I'm searching for Bobby.
Oh, listening to you now, I understand why you think the Three Stooges is fun. Okay.
So I'm sorry. So this is...
Searching for Bobby Fischer, I couldn't find it. Huh?
Don't you have a doctor's appointment?
So... This isn't that... Wait, I have a question. Is this that chess thing where they get up and box?
No.
No, it didn't
That's
say,
a thing?
No, it didn't say
didn't
chess and boxing.
That.
It said
That's
chess.
That was a thing a few years back.
I could do that.
You'd go box for whatever, three
what?
Minutes. Yeah.
That's interesting. Kind of a brawn and brains type.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to play chess and then have your brain pan rotated enough so that you end up with a drool cup for the rest of your life.
I think I could do that.
Really?
Well, I mean, I'm an average... Probably a little below average chess player, but I can play.
Can you box?
But I think I could take a punch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out.
Put those two together. I almost beat Leo. There's this guy at the Starbucks that I used to go to.
Leo. You said it like he was all of our friends.
Yeah. Leo's this homeless guy that was a genius at chess, and he would just sit there and play chess all day. Yeah.
Bowel control.
He would just sit there and play chess all day, and he'd beat everybody. And I almost beat him one time. It was.
You know who beat Leo? Life. Yeah. Life is really winning if you're...
Why do you got to take a shot at Leo, man?
Yeah.
He would
Leo, dude,
get
he
a
would
home.
Kick your ass.
He'd beat you so bad in chess.
That's you'll often see me in certain areas. Get a house.
Silly, man.
Oh, I'm hated. Yeah, yeah.
just rubbing it in.
I thought it would inspire them. It doesn't.
Now, did you ever, in this, once again, this news story, this is in Kenya, this man dressed in a burqa to disguise himself so he could play in a women's chess tournament. Did you ever wrestle a woman? Because you were an All-American wrestler. Was there ever a...
No, I didn't. I mean, that was... there's certainly... That happened. Now, women's wrestling is like the fastest growing sport in the country. But for a while, before they had women's
wrestling... Is this on the legit college level?
Yes. There's college programs now that have it. It's a huge thing internationally. It's in the Olympics. But for a while, before they had it in the U.S., they had to wrestle on the men's team. There was some of that. But I never wrestled a girl. Yeah.
A woman? A lady? No. So anyone want to take this for me?
No.
You've seen her wrestle?
Have you seen her wrestle? No, but I've seen her box.
The classics. Sometimes you just fish for the classics. No context.
Greg, sometimes box means vagina. Did you know that?
Seen one?
Were you aware?
You could have put that on some pictures
of this.
And one is considered a first for the Kenyan Chess Federation. A disciplinary committee is currently debating the proper punishment for the male player who disguised himself as a Muslim woman.
By the way, Kenyan chess, fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because they got lions chasing them.
Hey, we got to get this game done before old Roarhead gets over here. They just named the lion Roarhead. Not a lot of work put into it.
Yeah, they couldn't come up with something.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.